verses 28 through 30. And I want to read a passage, and following that passage, I want to want you to listen to something, because it's going to be very important to our message today. Matthew chapter 10, verses 28 through 32. "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, you are more value than many sparrows. Whoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven." Our message today, his eye is on the sparrow. Now, before we listen to this, you may be seated. I want you to imagine a soldier, which was myself, in a faraway land over in South Korea. And as I got off duty on a Sunday morning, walking back to the barracks, thinking about God, but not really wanting to give myself to God, thinking that God was real, but not really wanting to encounter this real God. And as I walked back to the barracks, this is what I heard, the voice of Mahalia Jackson.
I know
and he watches over me. And as much as we've enjoyed Mahalia Jackson, can you imagine a group of disciples, Jesus speaking to them, wanting them to not be afraid of the things that they would face in life, desiring that they would trust God in everything. Jesus taught them about the sparrow. Today, I want to share with you just a little bit about the sparrow. It says that, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And yet not one of them shall fall to the ground without your Father. God's eye is on the sparrow. William Greenhill said, our help is in the name of the Lord, but our fears are in the name of man. Our fears are in the name of man. Our help comes from the Lord, but our fears come from man, or the things that mankind can do to one another. We all have to deal with this thing called fears. If we're to think about the sparrow and how God protects the sparrow, one of the things that we notice about them, they're not trembling in fear. Despite the fact that they are small, despite the fact that they are vulnerable, they sing. They make melody because it's in them. What's in you today? What's in your heart? What's weighing you down to keep you from, like the sparrow, being able to sing because you're happy and sing because you're free, knowing that God cares for you? Yes, we got fears. Our help is in the Lord, but our fears come from the things that are around us, and sometimes from our own heart. Worried about what we'll face tomorrow, worried about the things that are bringing pain to us. And yet God constantly, persistently, purposefully watches the sparrow. Amen. If he watches the sparrow, then he watches you. John Witherspoon came up with another saying. He said, it's only the fear of God that can deliver us from the fear of man. It is only the fear of God that can deliver you from the fear of man. And Jesus put everything in perspective. He said, fear not them which kill the body, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul. Fear him. And when it talks about fear, it's not to tremble, but to have deep reverence and respect for Almighty God, because he is God. He's the God of the sparrow, and he's the God of you and me. If God values something so small and its duration or its lifespan is not as long as mankind, then God values you and me. Two of the sparrows you could buy for 4 cents. And yet man is worth a multitude of sparrows. Man is far more valuable in the sight of God. And yet God says, I'm going to watch that sparrow. I'm going to keep my eye on the sparrow. So if he keeps his eye on the sparrow, then he will certainly keep you and me. What's hindering us? What is it that we're concerned about? What are the things in life that we have to deal with? Jesus said, I don't want you to live your life in fear. Fear paralyzes you. Fear keeps you from understanding and knowing that God is in control, that the Lord Almighty will take care of you and me. He is God, and all power is in his hand. We've got to depend on him. We've got to know that he is the Lord and that he is worthy of all praise. So let's look at this thing. Let's learn some sparrow lessons. Let's look at what Jesus was seeing and what he was saying in order for us to understand more about how we need to trust God more. Now, let me just ask, I don't want to just speak to the wind. I don't want to just speak and assume. Are there any people in here that know everything about God and you got it all covered and you can just put a period behind it? How many of y'all still learning? Amen. We're still going to school on this. And what Jesus did that day, he saw that his disciples were sometimes fearful of what was going to happen because everybody didn't like Jesus. I don't want to disappoint you, and I don't want to discourage you. I know you try to be a likable person, but guess what? Everyone doesn't like you. You can spend your time living in fear of the folks that don't like you, or you can live in the confidence of knowing that God Almighty cares about you. You choose. You decide. Jesus, I can imagine, looked to the hillside, saw those little birds flying around, and he invited his disciples to consider the sparrow. First thing we find is that God made the sparrow. God made it. And despite the fact that it is vulnerable, thousands of years have passed, and guess what? We still have sparrows. God made them. Psalm 100 says, it is he that have made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. You watch those sparrows as they fly through the air. Usually there's more than one. Somehow or another, we make ourselves vulnerable because, Rufus, what many people try to do, they'll say, let me just go on. Let me just venture out on my own. And James, that's where we get into trouble. Do you not know that's why we congregate? That's why we come together as a body, because what we're saying is there's strength in our numbers, but also in our numbers there's one that we can count on, and that's God. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in the midst of them. God made the sparrow, and guess what? God made you. He values you. Never forget that. God never made anything and then he placed on it zero value. Man looked at the sparrow and said, okay, they're worth two farthings a piece. Oh, they're worth one farthing, 2 cents a piece. Let me just go ahead and put a value on it. But God said, priceless. And that's what God says about you. You're priceless. But not only did God made the sparrow, God knows the sparrow. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Before the sparrow noticed God as its creator, God had his eye on the sparrow. Isn't that amazing? We think we have to get God's attention. You don't have to get God's attention. He's already watching you. Well, God, did you know this? He already knew it. And he's waiting for you to respond in faith. He's waiting for you to say, God, I trust you. God, I depend on you. God, I need you. You wonder why, and you wonder what song that sparrow was singing. It could have been, thank you, God, for one more day. It could have been, you gave me food to eat. I don't know what song he was singing, but I tell you what, if you love the Lord and know that he is going to make a way for you, it'll put a song in your heart. Amen. It'll give you joy in your spirit. It will help you to understand that God did not bring you this far to leave you now. He knows about you. You will never bring a prayer request before God where God will say, well, that took me by surprise. You'll never have that to happen in your life. God already knows. And he already has a plan for you and me. God made the sparrow. And God made you and me. As Mahalia said, his eye is on the little bitty sparrow. And I can't tell you how the Spirit of God got a hold of my heart as I listened, as I walked. You know how it is when you slow down when you're walking? You're still walking, but you're listening because God is speaking to you. Maybe God wants you to slow down. Maybe God wants you to just take your time. And the sparrow has to take its time to sing. One thing you can't do, you can't sing and fly at the same time. Spiritually, find yourself a little tree limb where you can take time out and pause. As a matter of fact, you're on a tree limb today. You're sitting on a piece of wood that you can give God praise and give him glory for everything that he has done in your life, because guess what? He is not finished yet. God is worthy of all the praise. three things I want you to consider about the sparrow. First of all, its fears. Does the sparrow have anything to be fearful of? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. Because they're facing threats all the time. Anytime in the marketplace, the price is on your head that you're worth 2 cents, that means you're on somebody's menu for supper. Now, I don't want you to get a sense of paranoia, and I don't want you to get fearful, but guess what? There are times in life where you will feel like a price is on your head. Somebody's out to get you. Now you can spend your time looking over your shoulder and wondering who it is and be suspicious of everybody that comes your way, or you can just find yourself a tree limb and sing because you're happy. Sing because you're free, knowing that his eye is on the sparrow, that as long as God is watching over you, no one can touch you. No one can bother you. And even if it happens that you are sold in the marketplace, guess what happens? God is still with you. God is still with you. God is still walking by your side. God is still giving you that assurance. I'm God, and I will provide for you. Know your fears. Know what they are. Every one of us have a list of fears. Well, I don't want this to happen. I certainly wouldn't want this to happen. Know your fears. Know what they are. Know the threats that are in your life. People say, well, just ignore your fears. You can't ignore them. Guess what? They go to sleep with you. They wake up with you. You can't ignore them. But what you can do with your fears, every time they show up, you show them God. David said in Psalms, at time when I'm afraid, I'll go to my God. He said, some trust in horses, some trust in the shield and in the strength of man, but I trust in the living God. Why? Because he knows the sparrow's fears. He knows the things that upset you. And if God knows what's upset you, it's just like going to the doctor is usually basing his procedures and his remedy, he's basing that on discovery. But God already knows. So when you come to him, the answer is right there. And even if he doesn't resolve your problem, guess what? You still got God. And how many know that if God be with you, he's more than the world against you? You can give the Lord a hand for that. Thank you. Amen. Because he's worthy of praise. Amen. He knows the sparrow's fears, but he also knows the sparrow's value. People have this strange knack of going around and putting value on people based on what they have. Right? Oh, so-and-so is worth $1 million, or so-and-so is worth $2 billion. But guess what God says? You're worth more than sparrows. Your life is not weighed in monetary value. Your life is weighed by the fact that God has got his eye on you. Have you ever seen something and you go by it in the picture window and you look at it and you want it because it costs so much, but you're looking beyond the cost and you say to yourself, I'm going to get that because I really have a value on that. It's going to be mine. Do you know what God says when he looks at you and when he looks at me? God says, they shall be mine, saith the Lord. And the fact that God has valued you, the fact that God has looked upon you, regardless of what others might say, they might look at you and say, you ain't worth a whole lot. You ever heard the saying, you ain't worth the salt to go in your bread? That's not what God thinks about you. And that's not what he thinks about me. That verse 29 really brings up a fact because it places it in like man says this, but God says this. Man says you're worth a certain amount, but God says you're worth this. And actually what it's saying is that you're priceless. You're priceless. Matthew 6:26, Jesus said, now watch the birds of the air. Notice how they interact. Notice how they fly about. And then he says, you are of more value than many birds. You're more value to God. But something has happened. I couldn't find, Kevin, I couldn't find the sparrow, but what I did find is a seagull. You notice how seagulls now, they're out of their habitat? You ever notice that? You notice how the seagulls now, you find them in shopping centers, beside restaurants? Well, they used to be what we call scavenger birds. They would go out and they would find their food on the seashore, but now they're kind of moving away from that. And something interesting is happening to the seagull. Notice that I got them on the slide up here. Something interesting is happening. They're more dependent. Watch this now. They're more dependent on the stuff that folks throw out than they are on the substance that comes from God. You ever notice that? And now, I'm not calling you a seagull. But what I am saying, over the process of time, you've become so accustomed to folks doing for you, giving you a helping hand. Am I talking to somebody? And you placed your confidence on them, and you forgot who was taking care of you. You forgot the one that woke you up this morning. You forgot the one that has made everything possible in your life. Oh, if it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, you've been looking to man. And I'm not saying you don't need man, because God will work through them. But what I'm telling you, you ought to look up and you ought to give God praise. You ought to thank him, because he is God. No one else could do it but him. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Know that he is God. It is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. And another thing my mama taught me, you better be careful with handouts. You better be careful with somebody saying, this is what I got for you. Because what they have for you is what they think you're worth. Come on, somebody. But if you look to God, God is going to do exceeding abundant above all that you can even ask or think. People are going to give you what they think you ought to have, but God will give you what you need. God will provide for you in the time of trouble, in your time of your life. God will make a way for you. His eye, come on, say it with me. His eye is on the sparrow. I feel my preacher help coming on here. You've got to look to God, who is your strength. You've got to look to him and know, if nobody else is going to help you, I've got Jesus with me, and he's more than the world against me. You got to know that. You got to know that. You got to know that. His eye is on the sparrow. Last thing, the sparrow's provision. It talks about that in verse 26 of Matthew 6, it says, behold, the fowls of the air, they do not sow. I got to get out of here. They do not sow, nor do they reap, nor gather in barns. Here we go. We're working a job. We're trying to get things in place, and we're trying to, you don't see them doing any of that. The only thing they do is eat. Come on, somebody. Amen. They fly and they sing. They eat. They fly and they sing. And if they ain't singing, they're flying. If they ain't flying, they're eating. Just three things. And look at us. Oh, we worried about everything else. We're going to work all day long and then walk the floor all night long, because we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Would you please find yourself a tree limb and say, you know what? I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. Touch somebody and say, God will provide. He said, now, you look at the sparrow, you look at the fowls of the air. They don't sow, they don't reap, they don't gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. He feeds them. Then Matthew 6, verse 26 says, are you not much better than they? In other words, he's elevated you. He's moved you up, because God created you in his image. Yes, the bird was wonderful. Yes, the bird was perfect, but you ain't no bird, amen? You are not a bird, amen? But God created you for his glory. I got to get out of here. I got to finish up here. But see, let me just tell you this. You need to sing now. You need to sing now, not because it is in your innate ability, not because you know that God has fed you, but because you are a worshiper. One commentary, one encyclopedia said the sparrow is known as the songster of birds. In other words, it's got a song that no other bird can sing. So to us, it might just be a tweet tweet, but he's tweeting God. Come on, somebody. He's saying God is good. He knows that he's a way maker. But you're not a tweeter, you're a worshiper. Amen, somebody. You are a worshiper. As a matter of fact, you don't just know about God and know what he does for you. You ought to know him by now. You ought to know that he's good. You ought to know that he's a way maker. You ought to know that he's a burden bearer. You ought to know that he's a doctor that never fails. And if you know him, sing. Sing because you're happy. Sing because you're free. A couple things. I'm going to get out of here. That hymn that Sevilla Martin wrote, first verse asks, why should I be discouraged? Why should I be fearful? Trials come. His eyes on the sparrow. Why are you allowing your fears to dominate your time when you could be worshiping? I want to give you a history about yourself. Look back over your life and see who brought you this far. Now, if God has done good this far, what makes you think that he's gonna fail now? I wish I had more time. I got to get out of here. What makes you think that he's gonna give up on you right now? The same God that took care of your mother, the same God that helped your daddy, the same God that made a way for them, he'll make a way out of no way. Trust him. Trust him. Second thing is, why should we fear? Who should we fear? Not just why, who should you fear? God looks at us and said, are you crazy? You're fearing man, and you ought to be fearing me. All they can do is snatch you out of the body, but I got your soul. Come on, somebody, talk to me in here. I got your soul. And as long as I know that he's got soul, and he's got body. Every time I get up in the morning, I get on the side of my bed, I kneel and I say, thank you, Lord, for one more day. His eye is on the sparrow. Here's one we close with. Why should I be tempted? Everywhere you turn, there's idolatry. And idolatry is anything that takes your attention from God. Anything. Don't allow the distractions of life to become your idol, your idol. Don't allow yourself to become your idol. Don't allow the people around you to become your idol. You look to the Lord. That last verse says, whenever I am tempted, and we are. Every day that we live, we're tempted. But you know, one way of getting your mind off of temptation, just start singing. Can you imagine that? Somebody being tempted about whether or not to go in the ABC store. Just start singing. His eye is on the sparrow. Thank you, Jesus. I can walk on by now. Whenever I'm tempted, I want to make sure that I'm worshiping God. If you get a chance, I'm not suggesting that you become a bird watcher, but if you get a chance, you go out today, sometime today or tomorrow, and you're outside. Watch the bird. Watch the bird. And if the robin can say thank you, if the bird on the tree limb can say, it's all right, God, if that bird, even in its flight, says, God, you made me, point to yourself and say, Lord, what's wrong with me? I might not sing so well, but I'm going to sing because I know his eye is on the sparrow. God bless you. Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you would speak to our hearts with this message. Help us to trust you more and to serve you better. To not just serve you with an attitude, but serve you with gratitude. To know that you've done some wonderful things and we're simply responding to your goodness and mercy. You're a wonderful God. You're such a wonderful Savior. Help us now that we would be the best servant that we could be and honor your name. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Perhaps there's someone today who's never made a decision for Jesus Christ. And it's in your heart to say yes to him. It's in your heart to say, God, I want to surrender to you. I want to give you my total life. If that's you today, we invite you to come. I want to ask that we all stand. If you're not a member of a church and you want to be a part of our church family, we'd love to have you. We're growing and we're learning more about God. So if that's your desire, we invite you to come. Going to get ready for our offering. We have the wonderful privilege, as Jesus said, sparrows don't gather in the barns and they don't sow or reap. We do both, but we give part of that back to God. Amen. Now's our opportunity to give. I'm going to ask our officers to come forward.
Yield not to temptation. Oh, yeah.